This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
As Crowley said earlier, he teased to this segment at the top of the hour. It's 7:05 right now here on the Fan Morning Show. And what did he say, Kelsey? He said vibe check. Vibe check. And usually vibe check is, what are you feeling for the game? What do you feel like's going to happen? What's Justin Fields going to do? Is he going to have a top-tier performance? Mm-hmm. Are we going to see Russell Wilson? Is the team, the Vegas Raiders, are they desperate for a win, which, yes, they are. We'll get into all that. But the vibe check, the real vibe check, the real vibe check right now is that Crowley had an emergency.
Yeah.
He had an emergency. And we are not worried about the emergency.
No.
It's not extremely serious, but it is for him personally.
Mm-hmm.
He potentially dumped himself.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know it was that bad.
I assume. Like, I've never seen him freak out the way that he did and say,
he said, give me 2 minutes.
And give me out. 2 minutes and ran out. He like bopped out of the room.
Now, if he were more sensitive to my bathroom schedule, I would have been less inclined to talk about this on the air, but he always mentioned, and I haven't had a case in over a month, so.
You were very anxious to get this segment started. You looked at me, you're like, should we talk about him? You had that, like, evil chemist, the Frankenstein look, like, oh, should we talk about this? Yes, we are. We're coming right back ASAP.
Every time I go to the bathroom, he's like, oh, there's no music because Kyle's is gone.
Are you okay?
You good?
I don't feel good. And I'm not done with what I needed to get done, but done enough to get through the segment. It's a bad situation right now.
Yeah, I've never seen you that erratic that you had to run out of the room.
I'm sweating. It is not a good feeling right now. But we battle through.
So we said vibe check. That was what you teased to. And usually vibe check means we talk about the game and how we're feeling about it, but the real vibe check was you almost taking a dump on yourself.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what happened. And Callis, that was the fair play by you, because I give you stuff for it every time. Well, I'm happy we've been on the air because we didn't want to screw the clock up that bad.
Yeah, vibe check. Vibe check is you're going to have to go back to the restroom after the segment.
Right after the segment, yeah. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. Best caller on Steelers Raiders wins a pair of tickets to the Black Crowes concert at the UPMC Event Center on October 29th, 412-928-9370. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Is this going to be the last game Justin Fields plays in for the Steelers this year? Or at the very least, starts? Is he going to finish the game? Arthur Smith, Steelers offensive coordinator, talking about Justin Fields.
Yeah, I mean, like a lot of our guys, I mean, there's been some really good football played, and there's things that we got to keep working on. But, you know, he is unique in terms of, in the modern era, of a guy that's kind of old school, just tries to work on things. There's no drama with him. I don't think he has doesn't try to live through his avatar, create a perception. That's probably why he was so endearing to his teammates in Chicago. That's what I really enjoy about working with him. extremely coachable, extremely bright. And it's the same thing as a play caller. You know, you get in this business and people start making excuses or rationalizing and blaming others or whatever it is, or, you know, put whatever they want on social media or make sure certain narratives get leaked out. And he's old school. Guy just wants to work, and that's what you appreciate about him. So like all of us, you know, there's things you got to work on, and different things pop up week to week. And so that's why we practice. That's why we meet. But very pleased with him overall.
Very pleased with him overall, Doran.
Yeah.
I think two things can be true at once within the Steelers' leadership, their brass, their coaching staff. They can be really happy with what Justin Fields has given them through 5 weeks. They could maybe even see that he could have a place here in the future moving forward, but also still want to see Russell Wilson.
You know what I took from that right there? And I kind of had an anticipation that this was the case. I think Arthur Smith feels like Justin Fields is his guy, and Mike Tomlin feels that Russell Wilson's his guy. I feel like that there's a, you know, there's a give and take there. I really feel like Arthur Smith really appreciates the old school mentality and not speaking and just going to work, and the modern type of quarterback that he mentioned. Like, he's a guy that can run. We could do so many things with him, but maybe I'm not allowed to do those things. And Mike Tomlin's like, okay, like, Russ is the guy. He's a veteran quarterback. I know he's not going to put the ball in harm's way. You don't think, as an offensive coordinator, and especially getting your second chance and knowing what you did before to get yourself to be a head coach, now you get another chance that you just want to just open it up and let everybody see what you can do? It's like playing with toys. Man, like, look at all these toys. Like, it's Christmas Day whenever you're offensive coordinator and you get another opportunity. You don't think that Arthur Smith wants to just let it loose?
He called him an avatar again.
Of course he does. But I don't think he's allowed to. And I think that he sees that Justin Fields is his type of guy. He loved Marcus Mariota. That's a type of guy that he likes those type of modern-day quarterbacks. He would love to open it up with Justin Fields. I don't think he's allowed because Mike Tomlin feels that the way to play quarterback in his regime underneath his watch is what Russell Wilson brings to the table.
Yeah, and I think Tomlin looks at Russell Wilson not fully like he looked at Ben, but this is the closest thing he's had to Ben since Ben, and the last time they ever put the ball in the air a lot was with Roethlisberger. And I think Tomlin is not going to air it out. I mean, it's not going to be an air raid. It's not going to be a Mike Leach-style offense, but I do think he'll feel more comfortable with Russell Wilson throwing the ball down the field than he does with Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
I can see what you're saying there.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur Smith probably feels like Fields can do more things, but Tomlin wants the guy who he thinks can do things and not put the ball in harm's way.
Yeah.
412-928-9370. We both agree that we'd like to see Justin Fields get an opportunity to sling the thing around in this game. The whole thing in Denver used to be, let Russ cook. Well, let Fields cook in this one. Let him sling it around. Let him pat the ball back there, make some reads, go through progressions, and chuck it downfield. Because if he stinks, you got your answer with Russ. If he's great, well, you could put the Russ thing off for at least another week. This is a massive game, duh, for Justin Fields. Like, a lot of times, we get into the nitty-gritty. We get real granular. Steelers v. whoever. We'll break down the matchups. Big picture here. The rest of the season gets determined today, on Sunday, in a way.
Yeah.
Who's the quarterback going to be the rest of the way? We're going to get a big, big, big data point coming up on Sunday.
The real matchup is Justin Fields versus Justin Fields. That's the real matchup on Sunday, in my opinion. This is not a throwaway game. I don't think that this is a game where you can afford to lose, but you got a team that's very vulnerable right now, and you would love to take advantage, but on the flip side, you have a team that's really desperate too right now. So you're going to get a lot of questions answered by Justin Fields that you need throughout this game. And it's going to be a Justin Fields versus Justin Fields game. If Justin Fields plays well, they clearly win. If Justin Fields plays well, that they move forward with Justin Fields. If Justin Fields plays well, you know, they could look into the future to see if he could possibly really, really be the guy. Like, I don't think, like, I feel like they have some answers, but they don't have all the answers that they need. And this could be that game where they can get a lot of them.
What they know that they have with Justin Fields right now is he's a very capable quarterback.
Capable.
But capable ain't Super Bowl worthy.
No.
And so I want to see the best game of Justin Fields' Steelers career on Sunday. And they probably want to see that too. And if not, then they're going to hand the ball to the veteran. Like, I have no doubt that it's not going to take much for Tomlin to say we're going with number three. No doubt. He wants the veteran guy. He wants the vocal leader, too.
Right.
Make no mistake about that. And for all of Justin Fields' positives, and for him, being on an even keel probably is a positive. Being stoic there on the sideline, on the field, that is a positive. But they have no leaders on this offense. None. And maybe Fields can lead through example, but he's not that vocal guy. Russ can do both. And I think Tomlin probably wants that element. How are you feeling about Steelers Raiders? 412-928-9370. Vibe check. Again, 412-928-9370. Best caller wins a pair of tickets to see the Black Crows at UPMC Event Center on October 29th. I became friends with a celebrity yesterday, Doran. I'll tell you about that next. Oh yeah.
Come on.
Oh yeah. It's a big deal. I'll tell you about that next. We'll take your calls on Vibe Check, 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How are we feeling about Steelers v. Raiders? 412-928-9370. Vibe check. Of course, Angela from Beachview is on hold. We'll get to her coming up in a second. Best caller here wins two tickets to the Black Crows at UPMC Event Center October 29th. Getting texts from my wife now, who's definitely not listening to the show, saying that our five-year-old woke up and she's having tummy troubles.
Oh, no.
So to the two people, and that's it, the two people who said, oh, grow up, be mature. I think I got something going on over here.
Something you ate.
It's something I ate. Oh, be mature. Do. You think I want to run away from the radio show feeling like I just felt the hell out of here? It's life.
In comes Callus.
He has had his issues with this.
It's been over a month, though. I've got that under control.
You are.
Your relentless mentions make me just, lavish in all of this.
The Cal Ripken Jr. of not missing a segment to go number two. Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
Angela in Beachview starts us off on Vibe Check. Hi, Angela.
Hi, guys. Well, you know, I'm all about vendetta. I would still, even though I root for my boys, I want to see Robert Spillane get a couple licks in. They never should have got rid of him, and I hope he gets a little bit of revenge.
Angela! Angela!
Yes,
Robert Spillane's just a guy.
No, he's not. I like him, and he was good, and they misused him.
Misused him. He can't cover you.
Well, he's not supposed to cover. Inside linebackers can't cover T. Higgins in open space, for Christ's sake.
Well, I mean, if you're a smart offense, then you find matchups. Like, I would have loved to be a tight end and see Robert Spillane out there covering me one-on-one if our offensive coordinator was smart enough.
Would you rather have him over Patrick Queen or Peyton, Wilson?
Not Peyton Wilson. Peyton Wilson is eye candy. I'm keeping him.
Angela, would you rather have him over Alandon Roberts?
No.
Well, then there's no place like for him, Angela.
Well, I like thumpers, and they got to let thumpers thump people. And some of that BS of covering wide receivers in open space, that doesn't work, in my opinion.
Angela, I love you.
Love you guys.
See you, buddy.
She
loves thumpers.
I'd love that take from her.
Alandon Roberts is a thumper.
He's a thumper.
Patrick Queen, a way better all-around player. The early returns have not been great, but I'll take him 100 times out of 100 over Robert Spillane.
Yeah, Angela's stuck in 1998.
She is. Oh, 1998. Robert Spillane.
Yeah, he's an all-pro.
He'd had a neck roll.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, and she'd have loved it.
Yep, no gloves.
Oh, no. No gloves.
No gloves.
No sleeves. Would never have signed with the Raiders because they play indoors.
Exactly.
Wouldn't have liked it.
Right.
But it's 2024.
He would have signed with Buffalo.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. And then he wouldn't have played when it was early in the season in September. Just save me for the cold.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tough guy.
Robert Spillane had a bajillion tackles last year for the Raiders and is a better player now than he was with the Steelers. He's still very limited. And you need your linebackers at times to cover.
Right.
That's just a reality.
That's the game.
He can't. Yes.
The game now.
Yes. So I like Robert Spillane, and he's a hell of a special teams player, but if he's not coming off the field for you on defense and he doesn't come off the field for them, you got problems.
Yeah,
you don't have a very good roster.
Yeah, yeah. Can you imagine? And I'm expecting this, but Jalen Warren one-on-one with Spillane.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like Jalen.
Jalen Warren thinks he's going to play. Yep. And if you watch some of the videos coming out of practice, he looks like he could and probably should play. Your running game's not doing it. You need more explosion. You could use explosion from him in the passing game. So he should play. I mean, what are you waiting for? To be cautious? Enough being cautious. You got to win games. You got to win this game. We're talking about big picture Justin Fields, big picture Russell Wilson. Big picture is you need to be 4-2 after this week.
Yeah.
You can't be 3-3 with your losses coming. A home game where you need one play to win it against Dallas, Indianapolis, and the Raiders. Can't happen. Guess who I'm Facebook friends with now, Doran?
Give me a hint.
Batman.
Not Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
Get the heck out of here.
Michael Keaton.
He's my favorite of all time. You know that, right?
I know. And we're Facebook friends.
Are you sure it's his real? It's his fake Facebook. He doesn't have Facebook.
Of course he has a Facebook. He's not young. Old people love Facebook.
How many friends does he have on Facebook?
I was trying to find it. Couldn't. I think that's private. But you know who his mutual friends are? Me, Paul Alexander, and Phil Bork.
I call BS.
He probably listens to the show. He's a big Steelers, Pirates, Penguins fan.
I call BS.
He was on with Seth Meyers talking about how much he still loves Pittsburgh.
He was on with Pat McAfee as well.
He's probably going to come on with us because I'm going to incessantly message him on Facebook he does.
If you do that, I will do whatever. I'll do something very, very significant for you if you get him on our show. He's my favorite of all time.
Zins for a month.
All right. Deal.
Send the message right now.
Deal.
My wife said the same thing. It's got to be fake Keaton.
It's not him.
Because she says, Adam, you are like a 70-year-old man when it comes to technology.
Right.
It's got to be Keaton. He's friends with Borky. Ron in Pittsburgh. Vibe check, how you doing?
I'm fine. I have a Justin Fields question. Do you think they're sitting him down or threatening to sit him down because of the contract situation? Him, if he gets too many snaps, they got to give up a fourth instead of a sixth?
No. But thank you for the call, Ron. No. If they think he can win them football games, they'd be more than happy for it to be a fourth round pick instead of a sixth. And I think he has to play 51% of the snaps for that to flip.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that factors in at all.
No, not a mid round pick.
No. Now, if it was like a seventh to a first,
right.
Maybe, but even then, I would say probably not. You want to win football games. I feel bad. I don't feel good. I got the hot sweats over here. Daughter's sick. All nervous about DMing Michael Keaton.
It's not Michael Keaton.
It is Michael Keaton.
All right, pull it up in the break. I gotta. I'll do some research. Keaton. Investigation.
My wife actually said you should just delete your Facebook because it's only going to bring you trouble because you have no idea what you're doing. Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton. Wait, did he friend you? Did you friend him? And he accepted.
It's irrelevant.
Yeah, it is actually relevant. Did he friend you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not him.
It says studied at Kent State from Coriopolis, Pennsylvania. Works at American Movie Star, public figure at Hollywood.
Mm. How many followers or friends does he have?
I'm working on that. Click friends. It just says mutual.
Oh my gosh.
He's also friends with Jimmy Kimmel.
On Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would a fake Michael Keaton be friends with
a fake Jimmy Kimmel? Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know they're coming out with another Beetlejuice.
They already did.
Oh.
It's out.
I'm going to. I've clearly seen it. Hey, Michael, good job in Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Do you know Michael Keaton's real name?
Michael.
His last name.
Keaton.
No.
What is it?
Douglas.
Is he related to Kirk Douglas?
No, Michael Douglas, Kirk Douglas' son, was an actor, so that's why he changed his name, because he didn't want anybody to get confused.
Sure sounds like you should be his friend on Facebook and not me.
I wish I was, for real.
Texter, it really is me, the Batman. See? We got confirmation.
Where's the trigger? Where is he?
More vibe check, 412-928-9370. Your calls coming up next. Still got to give away these tickets. Also, Tony Dungy weighed in on the whole Russell Wilson situation. We'll let you hear from him. First, though, you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I also did start a new medication. That could be it, with the stomach.
What's it called? Celibate?
No, that's what we call callus. No, it's Celebrex. So it's supposed to be easy on the tummy, but I'm not used to it yet. Tony Dungy, he was on a podcast. Football Night in America podcast, I think, talking about Russell Wilson.
I'll tell you what, guys, if you'd been with me at the Thursday practice, Russell's trying to work his way back in. He's running the scout team. And if you didn't know it, you would have thought he had the first receivers going against the scout team defense. He threw some balls against the Steelers' first D that just were right on point. And when you saw the guys react to him and just kind of shake their heads in admiration, I'm thinking, yeah, when this guy gets back in there, he's going to give them a lift of confidence.
Man.
Wow.
High praise from Dungy, though we saw Joe Flacco, Anthony Richardson, and Dak Prescott all also carve the Steelers' first team defense up. Doesn't seem like it's a hard thing to do these days.
Mm-hmm.
Vibe check. How we feeling? 412-928-9370 about Steelers Raiders. You know what I want to see in this game? Running the ball right up the heart of that Las Vegas defense. Jam it right up their throats.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've said I want to open it up, but when they run the ball, enough of the toss stuff. You don't need to run the outside zone stretch play over and over again. Christian Wilkins not playing in this game. Even if Jaylen Warren plays, you figure they're going to be careful with him. Najee Harris should probably still, in their opinion, be the primary guy. One cut, straight ahead, where Christian Wilkins supposed to be, jam it down their domes.
You want a fullback too?
No, no fullback.
No fullback?
No fullback. That's
wait, so you want to see them run the football successfully.
Sorry.
But you also want to see Justin Fields sling it around.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to throw it 60 times or run it zero. When you run it, bang, right up the gut.
Right up the gut.
Right up the gut. Dylan in the South Side, hello.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
It's okay.
Can't agree more. So I really think that these guys, the defensive play calling isn't really good. I mean, these guys are basically on the goal line, and you run a zone defense, leave the middle wide open with Patrick Queen covering a wide receiver. I just don't get why these guys are calling this. And when it comes to Justin Fields, I think this guy has more potential than anyone else in the league. I really do. But at this point, I think he needs to sit on that bench, watch a veteran do it, someone who's been there and done that, and just learn. This guy's been in a decent offense under a decent team for, at this point, what, half a season. And in Chicago, he didn't have that. He didn't have a chance to learn. He was expected to be Superman. This guy just needs more time to learn.
All right, Dylan, thank you for the call. You're on hold. You can win those tickets. Give him the Black Crowes tickets. Give them to him. He lives in the South Side. Easy trip.
Yep.
UPMC Event Center. Congratulations, October 29th. Look, I'm not going to shout that argument down. Like I said, coming into the year, I thought that they could win football games with Russell Wilson. Now you got Tony Dungy saying he's slinging it all over the place at practice. You've got Russ saying he feels comfortable finally running around. He's ready to go. And I think Mike Tomlin probably views it the same way. If Justin Fields doesn't play well, Russell Wilson's going to play in this football game.
Well, he clearly does. Didn't he coach underneath Tony Dungy? Maybe he wants that out.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, he does with Glazer.
I like that.
So Tony Dungy's just going to be at practice and watch practice, and Mike Tomlin and him are going to sit down and have lunch together?
You know what, man?
Talk about situations.
It's not even just that, because they did have an interview together, because Dungy, they played it like 16 times during the weather delay. Yeah. So I saw that thing a bunch. So they sat together. I'm sure they talked about that kind of thing. It's really astute by you. And we always say when Dulac reports something, it's coming from the very top. It's coming from the decision makers. When Dulac reported that for two weeks, Russell Wilson had been cleared, they might want that out there, because I've been saying, give Justin Fields another chance. Well, if Russ has been cleared for 2 weeks, they could make the argument, well, we've given him 2 weeks of chances.
Yep.
So, really good point by you, and a nice call there. 412-928-9370. Vibe check. Also, Pat Narduzzi joined the PM team yesterday. I don't think he wants to join us, because the last time he joined us, they lost to West Virginia.
Both of us, yeah, because he joined you whenever I was out sick.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
He didn't want to deal with me.
Yeah. But he would rather be on our show, I've been told. So, I mean, why wouldn't you want to?
All right, coming up next, he had some interesting things to say about Eli Holstein. We'll get back to the Steelers with Chris Carter at 8 o'clock. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette going to join us to break down Steelers-Raiders in 10 minutes. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Texter, AC and DD, Steelers have two good QBs. Why not have Fields start the first and the third quarters and Wilson start the second and fourth?
Doesn't work that way.
PetFest 24, presented by Subaru, is back October 27th at Rockwell Park in the East End. The event runs 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your four-legged friends to meet vendors, participate in costume contests, and get photos with Santa, Doran. Stop by any Subaru dealer for complimentary tickets. For more information, go to 937thefan.com. As I mentioned, we'll get to Chris Carter and Steelers Raiders at 8. Yesterday, though, Pat Narduzzi was on with the PM team. And one of the big questions around Pitt right now, they're 5-0, they're ranked, they have a chance to win the ACC, they got a big matchup this weekend, is this Holstein guy could play himself into Heisman contention. Is he going to stick around? Is he going to be here for years to come? Or is this the final year he'll be here? Because that's the state of college football today. Well, Narduzzi, well, he answered that.
You know, I think Eli and his family are smart enough to know, listen, you know, him and Cade Bell work really good together, okay? He likes how he calls the game, and those are all great things. I mean, he can win a Heisman champion, a Heisman trophy from here. He can win a national championship from here, all those things. But you know what? You can think that it's all about you, and it's all you, and you can go somewhere else, and all of a sudden go from being really good to not being very productive. So I think, you know, when you have a good thing going, I think, you know, people are smart enough to figure that out.
Yeah. Where's the lie?
Well, I mean, I told you about the conversation I had with his mom. Did I tell you about that?
With Holstein's mom?
Yes.
Yes.
About the transferring and their roles and how much they like Pittsburgh. And, you know, everything, if you're winning and you're on a team, and, you know, things are so different than whenever I was playing and, you know, back in the day. Everything is different. There's a lot of money involved. And I know Pitt will do right by Holstein whenever that time does come of what his asking price will be, because it's going to go through the roof and he's going to have people approach him to offer him a lot of money. But I look at it like this. I had a conversation maybe like a year or two ago with Tom Bradley. I saw him at a establishment, and I love Tom Bradley. It was one of the best recruiters, I was at Penn State at the time, and, you know, very close with my family. And he was like, Thorne, if you would have went to Penn State and came to Penn State and just listened to me, I'd have made you a really good player. And I was like,
That's funny that you say that, Tom, because I was the best tight end in the country at Pitt, and we just laughed. And I was like half serious because whenever you're on a good football team, I don't think it really matters where you play. And is there greener pastures on the other side? Like, it does matter where you play. And if you're in a spot and you already are really good and you do have opportunities of playing in, you know, the playoffs now, like if in the national championship, that's a whole other deal. But if you have an opportunity to play in the playoff every single year, does transferring to Oregon really make a difference in where your career could go whenever your career is already starting off the way it is right now? Or would you rather be comfortable? Would you rather, because you're going to make some money. I mean, you're going to make enough money.
I've been told they're taking care of that already.
They're taking care of that. And would you want to transfer for your third time? And would you want to fracture a relationship with your offensive coordinator who is, you know, alongside of helping you become this player? So to me personally, I'm not worried about Holstein at all, his future. He's going to be a Pitt Panther. I definitely believe that. I'm not worried about it at all because every mean to where you want to get to at the end of the day, you can get that here.
Kenny Pickett was a Heisman Trophy finalist. Kenny Pickett was a first-round draft pick. You can have the best receiver in football at Pitt. They did with Jordan Addison. They did with Larry Fitzgerald. You can contend for a conference championship. They won one a couple of years ago. There's not a team in college football that has a better winning percentage than Pitt right now. So I think a lot of what Pat Narduzzi said was correct. And when he talks about national championship, I think he's talking about the path to the playoff now is easier than it's ever been before. And you just keep taking care of business. You're in the playoff and you're playing with a chance to go to the national championship.
And whether that, you know, whatever, however they finish this year, it's going to be a positive year because of last year. And they've given, you know, Pitt fans and, you know, Pitt supporters, you know, hope every single week. Like every single week, we, you know, even tomorrow, like you still have a lot of hope because of how this offense is and how the tables have turned from last year to this year. So whenever Narduzzi says he has an opportunity to win a national championship here, that's not just saying this year.
Correct.
Like Desmond Reed will be back next year. They'll figure out a way to get him some money. If Eli comes back next year, Cade Bell will be back next year. He'll have some receivers back. Kenny Johnson will be back next year. Like, we're building something to get to that point. If it doesn't happen this year, it could happen next year.
It could be the year before the year, and you're 5-0.
Right.
So why wouldn't you right now think the sky's the limit?
Right, and it's anybody's game. Like this whole college playoff thing just throws. You know, it's exciting for us, and it's exciting for teams like Pitt that if they do win their conference, that I mean, everybody is 0-0. Like, who knows? I mean, you know, any Sunday or any Saturday can be anybody's game. So you have an opportunity. You never know what could happen.
Vanderbilt just beat Alabama.
Exactly. Like, college football, and I tweeted this last week, and we talked about it yesterday. It's the best thing going right now because I don't know who is good. I mean, I know who is good, but I don't know who's going to be the champion at the end. I really don't know because everybody, I mean, four or five teams that were ranked in the top 15 last week lost?
Yeah, and I think we're going to find out a lot more about Ohio State. It's their first real test this weekend heading to Autzen Stadium in Oregon. But, okay, Georgia loses to Bama. Bama turns around and loses to Vanderbilt. Georgia, the week before, they got taken down to the wire by Kentucky. Kentucky beats a previously undefeated Ole Miss team. Like, college football is the Wild West right now, not just with NIL and conference realignment. We're talking about on the field. So, yeah, as long as there's enough money and you are in a situation where you're comfortable, there's no reason to go anywhere.
The chances for a team like Pitt and a school like Pitt to win a national championship are better than ever.
Correct.
Right now.
Correct.
Just by the landscape.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about
that. Better than ever. And it's an act, like, I mean, people, oh, Dorn, you really think Pitt? Like, no, I'm just saying that if you get an opportunity, I don't know who could.
Yeah, you mean the tournament.
Win.
If you're in the tournament, you've got a shot. Of course.
Don't know.
October is Fire Prevention Month. Pitt making sure they put out this fire. Well, 93.7 The Fan and the National Fire Sprinkler Association remind you to test your smoke alarms monthly. We talked to Chris Carter about the Steelers and Raiders matchup coming up next. First, Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 69.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.